Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
On Primetime Asia tonight, a stunning upset. Donald Trump wins the White House, defeating Hillary Clinton after a bitter election battle.
I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans. And this is so important to me.
And I'm Tony Waterman with your business headlines. Trumped Asian markets react to the uncertainty ahead, but markets in Europe rebounding off the shock Trump victory.
Hello, I'm Glanda Chong.
And I'm Gerard Lama. A stunning political upset in Washington. Donald Trump has been elected the 45th president of the United States.
Mr. Trump secured 276 electoral college votes after a string of victories in key battleground states, including Ohio and Florida. Mrs. Clinton had 218 votes.
Speaking after his victory, Donald Trump applauded Hillary Clinton and her team for their hard work and said it's time to unite the country. He's pledged to be a president for all Americans after one of the most bitterly fought campaigns ever. Have a listen to this excerpt of his victory speech.
For America to bind the wounds of division, have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's time. I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans, and this is so important to me. For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country.
Hillary Clinton has called Donald Trump to concede, but she did not turn up to talk to supporters, sending her campaign chairman John Podesta instead.
She will address the nation tomorrow morning, and our correspondent Lorna Shattuck has more from the Clinton headquarters.
The Clinton campaign chose this conference center venue on the west side of Manhattan because of its big glass ceiling. They hoped that that glass ceiling would reflect the historic nature of Hillary Clinton's candidacy. But in fact, that glass ceiling remains, as Wednesday morning dawns, very much intact. Now, the evening did begin very jubilantly with the pop star Katy Perry taking the stage outside to entertain Clinton supporters. But as the numbers started to roll in, they looked less and less good for the Clinton camp, and the mood here changed from one of optimism and high spirits to one of tension and finally disappointment, as campaign chair John Podesta took the stage to say there would be no more news from the Clinton camp tonight.
Everybody should head home. You should get some sleep. We'll have more to say tomorrow. I want you to know, I want every person in this hall to know, and I want every person across the country who supported Hillary to know that your voices and your enthusiasm mean so much to her and to Tim and to all of us. We are so proud of you. And we are so proud of her. She's done an amazing job, and she is not done yet.
Well, it will be a friendly Washington that awaits Donald Trump. The Republican Party has managed to keep its hold over the U.S. Congress, winning both the House of Representatives and the Senate.
Republicans dominated the House this election with 236 seats to the Democrats' 191. Democrats made significant gains in the Senate this year, but failed to overcome the Republican majority by a razor-thin margin, with the Republicans retaining 51 seats and the Democrats 47.
Well, Speaker of House Paul Ryan was re-elected in his home state of Wisconsin, and Republicans John McCain and Marco Rubio also managed to keep their seats in the House and Senate, respectively.
And our U.S. Bureau Chief Simon Marks has barely slept all night, and he joins us now from Washington. Simon, it's a new dawn in the Capitol.
It's not even a new dawn yet. As you can see, dawn has not quite arrived here in Washington, D.C. The lights are still largely off down there at the White House behind me. But when they get switched on pretty soon after the sunrise comes up, there will be the realization inside that building, as there is across the city this morning, that no, it was not a dream. Yes, it happened. Donald Trump pulled off what was at times absolutely unthinkable, and what was throughout the latter stages of this election campaign absolutely unexpected. Donald Trump securing the keys to the Oval Office. He will take over from Barack Obama in January, and as you said, he will be able to rely on majorities in the Senate and the House of Representatives. This is an astonishing shifting of the tectonic plates politically here in the United States. It is an absolutely brutal rejection by voters of Hillary Clinton. The Clinton campaign absolutely stunned to their marrow. It is also a brutal rejection of the man who's living down in that White House and waking up there this evening, Barack Obama. He and Michelle Obama, make no mistake about it, put their reputations on the line for Hillary Clinton. They did more campaigning to try and bring her over the finishing line than any elected president in modern memory has done in a previous presidential election campaign. President Obama himself arguing that he would view her defeat as a personal insult by voters, particularly African-American voters, to his legacy. She wasn't able to do it. She didn't cross that finishing line. And Barack Obama now not only is going to be bitterly disappointed about the outcome of this election, but because Donald Trump is vowing to undo so much of what he has done in office, this now threatens a major blow to President Obama's own political legacy.
Simon, you know, surely lots of analysis will take place over the day, you know, but what do you think are the immediate reasons for Mr. Trump's victory?
Well, I mean, I think analysis and recriminations, of course. You know, Donald Trump has totally, utterly, and completely rewritten the political rulebook in this country. And Glenda, at every step of the way, he has confounded conventional wisdom, particularly right here in this city, Washington, D.C. There is not a political pundit, myself included, who really genuinely expected this outcome of the election. Nobody believed when Donald Trump came into this presidential race that he stood any chance whatsoever, even of winning the Republican Party's nomination, much less winning the White House. He saw something that the pundits didn't see. He saw the anger in large parts of the country, particularly in those battleground states like Ohio and Florida Pennsylvania and the others where he has fought so hard. He saw the visceral anger of people towards what had taken place here over the course of the last 8 years, and particularly, as he articulates it, the exporting of jobs and opportunities overseas. He also saw that this was going to be a change election, and that in this election campaign, Hillary Clinton, much as she sought to rebrand herself and reintroduce herself to an American public that had known her for the best part of a quarter of a century, she was the candidate of continuity, he was the candidate of change, and that's how he has pulled off this triumph.
And Simon, speaking of Hillary Clinton, can we expect to hear from her later today?
Yes, I mean, we're told that she's going to be saying something in some sort of venue later today. It certainly won't be at that Javits Center where Lorna Shaddock was reporting from. That glass ceiling and the stage beneath it, that's all been cleared away. They've got another event at the Javits Center in a few hours' time. And speak about recriminations. Let me tell you, inside the Democratic Party, there is going to be so much bloodletting over this, not least because the Clinton team, Hillary Clinton herself and the people around her, for months were absolutely, totally convinced that this election was hers. They had been measuring the curtains there in the White House, deciding what crockery to introduce for state dinners, thinking about the government appointments that they were going to unveil, not just over the last 2 weeks, but over the best part of the last 18 months. This is a body blow for Hillary Clinton and for the Democratic team that she allied around her to run her campaign, and the recriminations within the party are going to run very deep, and they are going to last very long as the party tries to absorb some of the lessons of Donald Trump's victory.
All right, Simon Marks reporting to us live from Washington. Thank you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.